You're listening to the KHP. Yo, I don't know what it is. Yo, Cam, but listen, you gotta slow it down. You're losing them. Can't come at them with beats like this. Yo, this shit is hard right here. They don't know that. Yo, I know your boy wrote the beat and he sent it to you, but listen, man.
Yo, Kenny, with the
yo, I mean, so what's going on? Tell me what's happening. Ain't nobody listening. I mean, you putting it out to him. I mean, what's going on?
Yo, that's that kid, Kenny. Yo, I'm telling you, this kid is nice, man.
Yo, but no, but check this out. No, whatever you do, Ken, don't rap. Don't do the rap thing yet, son. Don't do it. Let that go.
Come on,
you 61. Can't let that go.
Yo, the beat is bumping, the crowd will be jumping. If you just take a minute and listen to what I gotta say.
Yo, you think I still got it? You think I still got it? Alright. Yo, you know what? I totally forgot. Yo, this is the opening for the poster.
That's
podcast.
Right.
Join
this
you
can't touch.
Come on, make a piece like this.
Report
we're
to that.
We're not
to
us.
This is what we gonna do.
Beatings
we'll rip
the
shit or we just
until
let
morale
it go.
Improves.
All right, well, let's let it go. Talk to him.
Good day, podcast audience, and welcome to the KHP. Just pardon me because I'm not used to working 8-hour days. And while Columbus is in this period of attempting to manage, we got an opportunity to work an 8-hour day. Yes, I'm a regular on the overtime desire list, and there seems not to be the need for overtime desire list overtime on the Tortue Flat area right now. So I'm enjoying this, but what I'm noticing is I've got a lot of time now to do some other things, and I'm going to try to get creative on these openings. Again, bear with me for about 1 minute, 45 seconds. Just let Ken do his thing, and then we're going to get to talking about what it is the KHP is all about. Stand by. Let's have a conversation.
Hey, let's start this conversation off with our Postmaster General, Louis DeJoy. Now, every time I look in the newspaper, I'm reading, fire Mr. DeJoy, he must leave. And I got to tell you something. I'm not one of them people that believe that right now. Now, again, we'll break down that 10-year plan on another podcast. But for right now, let me tell you something that I believe has troubled the post office before Mr. DeJoy was even thought about. And that is the Postal Service as an agency's failure to recognize collective bargaining and constantly pay out huge settlements that could be avoided 80% of the times if they would just do what they agreed to do. Now, I got to take a moment and hold on 1 second. I want to bring the guitars and the trumpets and the cymbals out and give a massive, massive hand clap to the APWU. In particular, a gentleman by the name of Mike Schmidt for representing Columbus in a grievance settlement, arbitration settlement, call it what you like. But let me tell you, the word on the street, because naturally I'm not entitled to any official notifications, but the word on the street is Mr. Schmidt negotiated a settlement for Columbus, Ohio lead clerk. I'm not going to go into the specifics of what the post office did to screw up, but to the tune of somewhere in the area of maybe $450,000. That's right, I said it.
450,000 big ones.
Wait a minute, because there's more. There's more. Yes, there's more. That $450,000 is going to be shared by a specific category of employee, aka lead clerks and lead clerks only. So there was a major settlement of some whatever with lead clerks, and the post office was found to be negligent. And just in Columbus, Ohio alone, again, a whopping $450,000 that's going to be shared amongst so few people that it's going to be the people who are going to be a part of that. Don't be surprised if you just see them walking around the post office just saying, woo, 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 woo. No, I'm serious. Congratulations, APWU, for the tenacity to recognize a grievous error and to stay on task and come through major for your membership. And what's more important, I really appreciate the fact that you paid those who were entitled to be paid, regardless of the amount that was given to them, as opposed to making a decision that I'm just going to spread it out equally amongst everybody. So congratulations, Mike Schmidt. Congratulations, APWU. Hey, but you know what? That's only the tip of the iceberg. That's $450,000 roughly for just Columbus alone. Now, let me tell you, this was a national decision. So there are some other buildings that's going to be getting huge payouts. But yet, we want to talk about the Postmaster General, huh? No, let's talk about some of these current plant managers, some of these current SDOs and MDOs who don't give a, who don't care as much as they should about protecting or staying within contract compliance. Now, let me tell you, I'll bring that same nonchalant type attitude to postal dollars when it comes to not caring about payouts. Right here at home, Columbus, Ohio, they tell me, or excuse me, word on the street is, they pay out, or they, for years, they've paid out rather consistently for the same violation. You cannot have a mail handler, whether it's a 204B or a mail handler group leader, supervise clerks. Well, on the dock, for years, they've got a 204B out there that supervised clerks, and I can't tell you the payout amount, but I'll tell you, it's not just a payout, it's multiple payouts for the same infraction that will be in excess of $100,000, and they just continue to pay it. Now, I think within the last couple of, since transportation now takes over the expediters, they are relieved of that grievance, but management continue to push that bad issue, grievance after grievance and payment after payment, and then you want to say, let's get rid of the Postmaster General. Nah, you are definitely looking to the public. I'm speaking now. You are definitely looking at the wrong people to be moved, or maybe asked to do something else. And since we're talking about Columbus, Ohio, currently, on one hand, I guess the unknowing would feel the need to applaud your attempt at controlling overtime, but you gotta at least read Controlling Overtime 101. You know what I'm saying? Controlling Overtime for whatever. Anyway, if you're going to control overtime, you might want to start with everyone besides your overtime desire list, because that's the only group of personnel that's going to grieve your actions. But you being Columbus, always reinventing the wheel, it seems that you want to reduce overtime, and the first place you go is to your overtime desire list. Well, let me tell you something. We'll be talking about another substantial payout in the next couple of months that could be avoided, because if you're going to pay for the overtime, at some point you got to learn How about if I just pay the right people and maybe I can just pay once? But while you're still working your MHAs 10, 12 hours and curtailing overtime for your list, I'm going to tell you it is going to come back and visit you very soon, and then you're going to pay twice for the same work. But you know what? Let's convince the public that it's the new Postmaster General. No, the new Postmaster General, when he, because that's going to be his biggest eye-opener when he finds out that the people that he expects to operate as he gives guidance, they tend to change that a lot. But anyway, this is just an example of over and over and over payment for the same thing. So at some point, nobody's held accountable or responsible, so it just continues. Then we look at why you can't make budget, why you can't turn a profit. And let me tell you something. I know this might sound pro-management, but trust me, it's anything but that. But it just goes to show unions. If you have the tenacity, if you have the time to dedicate to put together major cases, this $450,000 case that the APWU just won, again, I'm sure the mail handlers could probably, if they were to dedicate that kind of time and resources to it, just simply for years you got a level, you got a clerk calling mail handlers. Direct violation of Article 5, but everybody lets that go. Well, not everybody, because I'm not in that group. So I'm simply saying to you that one thing, and again, mad respect to APWU on that settlement. Again, this is all underground information. I've got no official anything saying that actually happened, but it came from a reliable source, and I'm going to go with it. So mad respect to the APWU. Hey, mail handlers, we could probably stay close to that if we would understand a little better tenacity. And no, I won't even go there. We could probably do just as well, mail handlers.
You're listening to the Ken Hodge Postal Podcast. Okay. Let's get back to my man over there. Right now, he's supposed to be my trainer. But the other day, I'm telling you, I seen this cat do a handstand on the power jack. I'm telling you, the guy was moving. He was riding on his hands. I mean, just unsafe, but that's my trainer, how I'm supposed to know. Over there, yo, let me tell you what I seen. Though this is real talk right here. I seen my man pick up a BMC with one of them long walkie riders. I mean, I can't make this stuff up. I'm telling you, kid, I seen this shit. Oh, yo, check my man out right here on his forklift. Yo, this kid is nice, right? The other day, I seen him slide 7 boxes, yo, from one end of the dock to the next. I'm telling you, this kid is nice, yo. He unsafe as hell, but he's nice. He got skills. That's all I got right now, people. Peace and blessings. We'll talk again another time.